This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Springs Rescue Mission is hosting its annual holiday banquet for those in need today. As KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, the event is open to anyone who is hungry or without shelter.
In addition to a warm meal, folks will get a Christmas care package with toiletries and letters of encouragement. The Springs Rescue Mission expects to serve between 400 and 600 meals during the two-hour event. While homelessness remains a prominent issue in Colorado Springs, the latest data shows the number of people living on city streets has gone down. That means a majority of the unhoused population is utilizing emergency shelters and transitional housing. The Christmas banquet is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Springs Rescue Mission campus in downtown Colorado Springs. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolade's priorities for 2024 have a familiar tone, starting with public safety. He says he expects to see the police department offering 4 training academies throughout the year, in addition to ongoing education. This despite a need for a new training facility and the failure of a Tabor retention ballot measure that would have helped fund it.
Understand that. We still have a challenge with the space, and we still have to look to local partners to figure out how we can share space with them. So the need is today.
In reflecting on 2023, Mobolade championed investments in infrastructure, a decrease in the number of people experiencing homelessness, and economic development agreements bringing new jobs to the city. More than 600,000 people are expected to travel through Denver International Airport this weekend. That's up 8% from last year's traffic levels and an all-time record for Christmas. The airport says the busiest days to travel will be today and the day after Christmas. They say get to the airport early and expect longer than usual TSA security lines. It's 7:06.